Collectors of political buttons, posters, and other memorabilia gathered in Springfield recently. It was the National American Political Items Collectors Convention. Most items commemorate presidential battles, like Lincoln versus Douglas, Kennedy versus Nixon, even Trump versus Clinton. But as Illinois Newsroom's Mary Hansen reports, in the year of the woman, some exhibitors are seeing growing interest in items from the women's suffrage movement.
So once again, if you're the winning bidder, you pick up your item, the blue sheet.
Just before noon on a recent Saturday, a group of political memorabilia collectors jostle for a spot around an exhibit table, checking their final bids in a silent auction.
All right, 1 minute, everybody. 1 minute.
While most of the auction items feature presidential candidates, Kate Palchewski is in a bidding battle over three small buttons from the early 1900s that say votes for women.
The bids were just going up by like $3 or $4 at each bid. And then I just bumped it by about 15 or 16.
Two buttons are from the campaign to give women the right to vote in Pennsylvania. The third is from the National Women's Party.
3, 2, 1. Okay, pencils, pens down. Pick up your items.
She won the pins for just over $100. Palchewski teaches communications at the University of Northern Iowa. She plans to use the buttons in her research and in the classroom.
There's something material and real and almost the sense that you're touching the people who did the activism back in time.
Nearly 100 years after women won the right to vote, competition for postcards, sashes, and other items from the suffrage movement is growing fiercer in a collectible market still largely dominated by men.
Yes, it's an old man, white old man group, and that's a shame.
Janine Kalp is one of a handful of women in the group. Kalp is a former history teacher from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. She collects homefront items, banners, posters, and household items that show support for the armed forces, as well as stuff from the women's suffrage movement and Teddy Roosevelt's campaigns. What attracts her is
the beauty of it. Graphically and color, they are awesome.
She thinks interest in the pins and sashes from the early 20th century fight for women's right to vote started growing about a decade ago.
At one time, suffrage and civil rights was lower priced, and many people got into it then.
It was less about the meaning of the items and more about the thrill of the hunt. People who wanted to get into the hobby could start small, at maybe $1 a button, and build up a collection that way.
One of the problems is it's too darn expensive these days.
Ken Florey has also noticed the trend. He's one of the more well-known women's suffrage collectors and sellers. He says there's a downside to increased popularity. The rising prices edge casual collectors out of the market.
I would love to have a bunch of cheap suffrage items that I could sell to people. You know, they just would like to have a memento or two. You know, they're not serious collectors, but it is a very meaningful thing for them.
Florey says one way to share the hobby is to have scholars collect memorabilia and publish it in books. Scholars like Palchewski, who won the buttons in the auction earlier. She's writing a book on the final 10 years of the suffrage movement. She says some of the same arguments for and against allowing women to vote come up in political discussion today.
Think about the arguments that were used against Hillary Clinton, that women are too physically weak to assume the presidency. And there were tons of arguments that women were too weak to deserve the right to vote.
Palchewski says voting rights must be guarded and fought for, and that studying suffrage movements, particularly the stuff from those movements, reminds us of the stakes.
The postcards, the flyers, the handbills, the pinback buttons, the toothpick holders, the banners, they make history seem real in a way that digital images or books that tell stories about what happened may not.
I'm Mary Hansen, Illinois Newsroom.